Not only does Wrangell's Parks and Rec have a lot going on, but there are more hours to do them in. Parks and Rec coordinator Victoria Martin says people may not be aware that the pool and rec center are open for longer hours.
The Healthy Wrangell Coalition provided funds for 2 extra hours on Wednesday night, so we are open from 6 to 8, those 2 extra hours, so that adds 2 hours there. And on Wednesdays, we're not going to close at 1 to 3 anymore. We're going to stay open, so there's 2 extra hours. And both Monday and Friday, instead of opening at 4:30, we're going to open at 4 o'clock, so that puts another hour. So 5 extra hours a week now.
Parks and Rec is also open on Saturdays from noon to 4. Martin says day and evening water aerobics are back up and running. The daytime classes take place from 10 to 11 a.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. The evening classes are from 5:30 to 6:30 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Both classes are taught by Martin.
We also have Taught Swim going on, which is for, you know, parents and children, and that's from 10:45 to 11:30 in the morning on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we, of course, always have Family Swim on Mondays and Fridays from 6 to 7. And that gives parents and younger kids an opportunity to be in the pool and enjoy that time together.
Starting soon with Parks and Rec is the youth co-ed basketball season. This is for kids in 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grades. Registration and information packets went home with students last week, but Martin says extra ones can be picked up at the pool. Team selection takes place September 30th, so paperwork should be in by then. Games start on October 28th and are on Tuesday and Thursday nights.
Practices are normally Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, and it depends on the coaches. Normally, some of them start right after school, and some of them go up to about 7 o'clock.
Martin says there are scholarships available for youth basketball, so no parents should feel that their kids can't participate.
Our focus is on athletics first, being athletes first, and winning secondary. It's about learning some skills. We know that basketball is a big sport in Alaska, and we hope we're training some future, you know, high school players too, maybe instilling a love of the sport there.
Another thing that Martin wants everyone to know is that Parks and Rec is always interested in hiring community contractors.
This is where we provide usually all the advertising and collecting of fees and promoting of whatever the class would be. For instance, if it was quilting or sewing, or we had one last year that was done with Tai Chi. I do the Strong and Fit program as a community contractor. And we're always looking for people who want to do that and bring some talent or share some passion that they have.
One example of this is taking place this weekend.
5 avid sportsmen that are in our community are going to actually volunteer their time to teach a fly fishing clinic, a beginning one, and their choice was to provide a free service. But we do it as a paid service, too.
A full schedule of Parks and Rec activities can be found at the pool or call 874-2444. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.